How did you come to organize this memorial that's going to be held at the Tecumseh Monument this Friday? Where did you get the idea from?
When it came out that the 215 children, that their remains were found in Kamloops, B.C., it really struck a chord with me. I am a teacher, but before that, I do come from Indigenous descent. And so seeing this as a teacher and what I teach in my classrooms and what I have learned about residential schools and what they were truly like, it really upset me on a personal level because a lot of people don't understand what residential schools truly were like. And so seeing that, it really brought it to light, I think, for everybody in the community. I wanted to do something in this area to pay respects and to make a memorial for people to participate in and also to educate them about it. I am from Indigenous descent, so what that means for me is that my dad was born into a family that his mother was Indigenous and she was from a reserve, the Oneida Nation of the Thames, and he was taken from his family. They were taken by CAS, and he had five sisters, and they were separated from each other. And so my dad was adopted into another family, and he lost touch with all of his sisters. He lost touch with his family. He never really knew his identity until much later in life when he was able to reconnect with them. From that, he has no really big connections with his community, like his Indigenous community. And so passing that down to me, and I feel myself, even though I have a lot of like settler privilege, I live a life that I'm very fortunate to live, I do feel like part of myself is missing. I don't have the community that I could have had. And so I know that has happened to a lot of people in our community as well. I actually shared this on my Instagram story yesterday when I was trying to spread awareness, and I actually had people reach out to me and say, that happened to my family as well. Not only are we creating awareness about residential schools, but I'm also educating people about the different traumas that have happened in our community, about what they can do and how they might be able to reconcile with what's going on.
For those of us who don't have Indigenous heritage, it can be very hard to wrap your head around. So I love that you're taking your own family's trauma and getting a positive out of it through the education piece.
Yeah, exactly. And just because I don't look Indigenous, I'm what you would call white passing. Like if you looked at me, you wouldn't go, she obviously has Indigenous heritage. I don't look that way. I don't have the connections to my community. I don't have the teaching that I could have had. And so I kind of am able to play and understand both sides of understanding what happened to the community that I could be a part of or wish I could be a part of more, and also understanding what it's like to be a part of the other side, where as a settler and as someone, you know, in that was like understanding what's going on, that it's mind-blowing to know that our government and our churches and things participated in this. You know what I mean? So I can see both sides, and that's why I want to educate our community and help them see that, because there are lots of people out there that want to learn about it, and I think that we should.
Absolutely. So tell us about the memorial that's being planned for Friday at the Tecumseh Monument.
On Friday, we are going to have people able to come and drive to the monument from 9 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. at night. So it's a whole day thing, because we totally understand people are working and they might want to get there and they can't at certain times. So 9 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. you can drive to the monument. We ask that you bring something that might represent a child. So we are asking for children's shoes, or if you have, you know, teddy bears, or you want to donate flowers, really whatever is in your heart that you want to place at this memorial. You can drive to the monument. It's on Longwoods Road. It's kind of near Thamesville, so it's a bit of a drive, but it's definitely worth it. So to come there, we will have volunteers that will take the items from your cars. We ask that you are masked, because we want to also abide by COVID-19 restrictions, and we don't want to spread anything. So we are following COVID-19 restrictions, guided by public health. Stay in your cars. We will have volunteers take the items from you and put them at the monument. we will also be sharing pictures. Our volunteers will share pictures with the hashtag CKHonors215 so that we can spread awareness on social media as well. But also, as you come, you will also be given a ribbon, an orange ribbon, and we will be handing out a flyer with information about residential schools and steps you can take on a personal level to educate yourself. So, because that can be very overwhelming. Like, yes, we understand what residential schools were, or we might have an idea of what residential schools were, and it can be overwhelming to have to start that research. So I've taken it upon myself to create a flyer that gives you the stepping stones into how to educate yourself, because the most important piece is remembering the 215 children, taking that time, but to also educate our community so that we can do better.
What's the message that you would like people to take away from this, or the feeling or emotion to have attached to this?
I want them to understand that this is not history. So it's not something that just happened in the 1800s and that we can, you know, say, oh, we've changed. This is not history. It's something that the last residential school closed in 1996. That really was not that long ago. And it's not history because there is intergenerational trauma happening from residential schools. Obviously, it's not history because we are finding remains, and there are remains out there that we have not found yet, and that the communities are grieving 215 children, and that we need to take a step back from our busy lives and realize that we are here for more than just going to work or things like that. We need to think about what has happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and how we can educate ourselves to change the future. That is what I want people to take away from that, from this memorial, to grieve the loss of these children, to grieve for the parents, for the families, for the people that never had their children come home and have broken families and lives because of this, and how we can learn about what happened, to really understand it truthfully, and then to help ourselves do better and help to mend the relationships between us and the communities around us.
It's a very powerful message, Mary Kate. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for reaching out, and I'm really happy that I can spread this awareness, and I hope lots of people come out, and we do need volunteers. So I'm having people just message me on Facebook if they want to volunteer, so that's good too.
Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck on Friday, and I'm sure many of us will see you there.
Thank you very much.